This is Maureen Gewurz. My story is model material. I was 11 years old and in sixth grade. Brenda Primo was a very beautiful, radiant blonde, kind of like a Breck shampoo girl, if Breck girls were 11, and she sat across from me in class. Well, that was when she was in class. I noticed that she was absent more than the rest of us. She never seemed to be ill, so I took it upon myself to ask, "What's going on? How come you're not in school so much?" "Oh, I have to work. I'm a model for Kodak," she said, flinging her gorgeous blonde hair behind her shoulder. "What does that mean?" "They just pick me up in a nice car and take me somewhere to take pictures of me with people who are my fake family. They use the pictures in magazines and billboards to show how good their cameras and stuff are."
"Wow, that must be great."
"Yeah, they even pay." I was amazed. You could miss school and get paid. Everyone would see your picture. That afternoon, when I got home from school, I announced to my mother that I wanted to be a Kodak model. Really, who wouldn't want that? She was trying to settle down my three little sisters, age 1, 3, and 5, but she still listened with a raised eyebrow. "Why don't you apply?"
"How?"
"Call them up." That was all I needed. I tossed my school stuff on the floor and went to the phone book. I found the Kodak main office number and dialed it. "Advertising department, please," I said, like I was someone on television. I let the marketing lady know I was available. "How can I get to be a model for Kodak?" The staffer sighed and wearily said, "Send us your name and a picture of yourself. We'll get back to you." I pawed through the shoebox of family snapshots and finally found the only one that had just me in it. I wrote my name on the back and put it in an envelope with a carefully written letter that I spent hours on, and mailed it to the lady at Kodak. In 65 years, I have not heard from them. I did hear that Kodak doesn't shoot advertisements anymore, but I am here, just in case. Here's a toast to my mother, who never said, "You're not going to make it. You shouldn't count on it." Lesson learned. Write that letter. Ask. That worked for me for my whole life, applying to college, graduate school, and jobs. I might not be model material, but I learned how to find out.